This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. SportsCenter's on in the office here. The top two stories in sports are Zion Williamson's knee and Patrick Mahomes' knee. That's where we're at in the sports calendar. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Karrenton Harrison. To my right, it is the sports machine, Sean Levine. Directly in front of me, it is Brandon Kiley. BK, maybe you noticed this. Sean hasn't worn that Kansas hat in about 7 weeks. It's been a long time since you repped the
Jayhawks.
Don't worry, basketball season's coming up. You're about to pick them up again here soon.
What'd you think of that yellow hat that I wore to our watch party last night, that Chiefs hat?
A little big.
It was a little big. Now that you point out, it was a little big, wasn't it?
I mean, it was a nice hat.
Thank you.
Looks like it might have been the wrong size.
It was.
Thanks so much for listening. We got a lot to get into. So Ian Rappaport has been on the show. We'll play the best of that for you. We had Dr. David Chow on today. We'll play the best of that. You get maybe the top sports medicine doctor person. That's a very official title. And the reporter person in Ian Rappaport. I mean, we had a good day on the show today.
The reporter person.
The reporter person and the doctor person were on the show today. And we're the sports people talking about the top stories of the day in Kansas City.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Let's go.
Hits are brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. All things considered, we got good news today on Patrick Mahomes' knee. Here is Ian Rappaport.
Does in fact have a dislocated kneecap, which is what everybody, but after that, no significant additional damage. So that was the concern, that he would have torn ligaments or that his knee would just really just all messed up. That was not the case. So really, best case scenario, from what I am told, expect him to be back in the field this season after a brief absence. So, you know, hard to imagine this going better for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That was Ian Rappaport. He joined us earlier today on The Drive. If you missed it, check out the podcast page. 610sports.com is the place where you find it. Also on the radio.com app. See it on All Things Considered. Does it sound like the Chiefs avoided the worst case scenario here?
I think they got good news. Now, good news is all relative. You're going to be without Patrick Mahomes. But if the best case scenario is 3 weeks, and maybe the worst case scenario is missing 5 games, as long as Mahomes gets back for the game against the New England Patriots, I think they'll be fine. Now, we'll talk obviously way more about this after the hits, but I'll say this. If Mahomes comes back healthy and they can get the other injuries on their team sorted out and still make a move at the deadline, that 3 seed or 4 seed that no one wants to play, that will be the Kansas City Chiefs. No one will want to play a healthy Patrick Mahomes, a healthy Tyreek Hill, a healthy Sammy Watkins, the same team that went into the AFC Championship game last year with maybe an improved defense this season. No one will want to play that team.
That's glass half full, and that's the way to look at it. And this team is 5-2 right now, and the division sucks. You always tell me, see, that the two biggest advantages they have are Patrick Mahomes and the division that they play in. Well, Pat is no longer that advantage, at least for the next month. So the question is, how good can Matt Moore be? He doesn't have to be great. Nobody expects him to be Pat. Pat's the reason this team won 12 games last year. He was the league MVP. Matt Moore doesn't have to be that guy. As long as he goes out there, throws for a $175, a touchdown, not a lot of interceptions, it's going to come down to the running game. I've been pounding the table about the running game for the last couple of weeks. Now that Pat's out for a while, the running game's going to have to step up. So is Matt Moore. Green Bay, Minnesota, at Tennessee, back home against the Chargers the next 4 games. There's no reason, even with Matt Moore, this team can't go 2-2.
Hit number two is the question of when we're going to see Patrick Mahomes back on the field. Ian Rappaport answered that for us earlier today.
The actual schedule, if you look at it, kind of works out nicely because you got 3 games. That was the original estimate. I was told 3 games. And then you got a 4th game and then a bye. So let's say they just say, you know what, we're going to make sure he's 1,000% when he gets back out there. We'll hold him out a month. Well, then you're really holding him out 5 weeks. And then for the stretch run, basically for December, you have Mahomes.
See, Don, I think the concern that a lot of Chiefs fans have today is they look at something like RG3, for instance, and they're worried about bringing back Patrick Mahomes and then a re-injury situation or something more dramatic taking place down the line this season. Is that a concern that you hold?
This is another thing we'll get into in deeper after the hits. Maybe this isn't a good sports radio take. I trust the Chiefs, and I'm willing to side with their judgment. We can talk about how much Mahomes is worth. I'm not paying Patrick Mahomes. You know who is? Clark Hunt. You know who's making those decisions? Mark Donovan, who runs the business side of it. The Chiefs know how important Mahomes is. They know how much money he generates. They know what he means to this city and this organization. Based on the report from Ian Rappaport, it seems like, at least now, they've come to the decision that with the information that they have, he will be healthy enough to play again at some point this season. If they saw that and they thought it was a 50-50 proposition and they decided today, hey, Mahomes needs surgery. We're not willing to risk it knowing how important he is, knowing that we could have him for the next 10 to 12 years and we're going to shut him down for the rest of the season and get ready for week one next season, I would not fault them at all for making that choice. Patrick Mahomes is arguably the best player in the NFL, and he is certainly the most valuable player in the NFL. If every player was available in a draft, Mahomes would go number one overall. So I do think how you treat that player, you have to operate different.
Yeah, right now he's the biggest asset to the entire league and by far the biggest asset in the history of the Chiefs organization. So how do you handle him? If it's 3 weeks, maybe give him 4 or 5, recognizing the importance of Patrick Mahomes isn't to win the division at this point or anything like that. It's get him healthy by the time the playoffs roll around. But I think the Chiefs actually have a choice to make. The one they're going to make is they're going to put him out there. As soon as Patrick Mahomes is healthy, maybe they wait an extra week, they throw in a knee brace, they pretend like the ankle didn't happen, and we revisit the conversation of going out there and winning the Super Bowl in 2019. But if they chose, C-Dot, to have the surgery proactive instead of reactive and shut him down for the rest of the season, again, I don't think that's the decision they're going to make, but I would completely understand the Chiefs as an organization not being as concerned about 2019 as they are about the next 10 or 12 years for Patrick Mahomes. Three.
One thing I don't want to see him do is put him on the field in Mexico City when the field was beat up by Shakira in a concert a few years ago. That would be the fourth week. In Mexico City against the Chargers, for what it's worth.
Shakira, Shakira.
Her hips don't lie. You know that, right? Her hips don't lie.
Hit number three. What will the Chiefs do at quarterback in the interim? Here's Therese Paylor.
You can find somebody you think could help you move the chains a little bit, you know? You know, that's something you would have to look into. But, man, it's tough for a quarterback to come in with this voluminous playbook and, like, immediately get it. So, you know, beyond Chad Henne, you know, beyond my – no, I'm not sure – you know, what kind of options you've got, because it's not like a super easy playbook to be able to come in and pick up.
That was Therese Paylor on Fesco in the Morning earlier today. Check out the podcast page, 610sports.com. C-Dot, do you think the Chiefs should or will bring in another quarterback to fill in until Patrick Mahomes returns?
I think that Matt Moore is the best option that they have in the situation that they're in. I think he's the best option that they have. You're not bringing in Marcus Mariota or Eli Manning, for example, to learn this offense in 10 days to get you ready to defeat the Green Bay Packers. All you're doing is wasting draft pick compensation to be in the exact same situation that you're in. BK gave me this stat. So when the Niners traded for Jimmy Garoppolo, they still waited 3 weeks to play him. Man, it's not just it's not basketball. And I would say just due to the position, it's not like corner. Like Jalen Ramsey can play right now. He maybe doesn't have all the calls, all the scheme packages, but Jalen Ramsey is a man corner. C-man, cover man. We'll learn some of the terminology, but we can put you out there and we can teach you the basics and grow as it goes on. I don't know if you can do that and play quarterback in the NFL. It's not a great option. It's not the best option, but the only option they have right now is Matt Moore to play quarterback for this team.
Matt Moore hasn't been able to pull the same jig that your guy Chase Daniel has or Brock Osweiler, where they take $40 million from the NFL over 10 or 12 years and play in a couple of games. But he's pretty close to it. This dude's been in the league since 2007, and he's got a net worth of almost $22 million. So for a guy that hasn't had a ton of success as an NFL quarterback, he's done a great job remaining employed. I think if the situation had been a little bit different, and a few hours ago, Ian Rappaport's news came out, and he said Patrick Mahomes is going to be out till the Patriots game, or he's going to be out till the playoffs. then the conversation would get real. And I think the Chiefs might go after Cam Newton. I think the Chiefs might go after Marcus Mariota or Eli Manning or Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now that we know that it's going to be 3 weeks or a month, there's no reason to have that conversation. What's the point? Why would you bring in a guy that you're going to have to figure out the long-term plan for when the short-term option is okay with Matt Moore, considering he's got Tyreek Hill? At some point, Eric Fisher's going to come back. So is Chris Jones on the defensive side. And Andy Reid, as you've pointed out to me, he's had guys like Coy Detmer. He's had guys like Jeff Garcia in the same situation that have been successful. So if it was any longer than 3 weeks or a month, I'd say find a better option than Matt Moore. But they should be eyed for about a month.
Four.
Final hit of the day is brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. So the final question that I've got for you guys, what are the new goals for the Kansas City Chiefs? They're 5-2 after last night, but the upcoming schedule looks pretty daunting without Patrick Mahomes. The next three games coming up against the Packers, the Vikings, and then they go on the road against the Titans. See, now we've talked about this a lot. The two seed typically requires a 12-4 season. You think it's time to put that talk to rest?
I do think the 12 seed is out for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think 12 games is what the Chiefs are going to have to win it outright. I think Houston at least wins 11 games. I think that maybe is the most complete team in the AFC, not New England. New England's not that complete because of their offense, but their defense is so fantastic. Houston's a good football team, and now given the injuries to the Kansas City Chiefs, I just don't think the 12 wins is realistic. Since you've already lost the tiebreaker, that's probably where you're going to have to be. Because 11, I think you just tie with Houston, and I think they get the tiebreaker. So it's not about the two seed anymore. I don't think this team is getting a bye. I think this team obviously can still win their division. And as I said earlier, they can be the dangerous team that nobody wants to play going into the playoffs. We say it all the time. Is it better to be the best team going into the playoffs or the hot team going into the playoffs? They still have a chance to be the hot team going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's time to live in reality. At the beginning of the season, we were all in a bit of a dream world where our guy Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride said this team has a chance to go undefeated. And you came on the radio and said it's Super Bowl or bust. And that was fair. Now it's time to recalibrate. Look at what's happened. I'm with you. The number two seed's gone out the window. At this point, BK, you asked, what are the goals for this team? They should be very simple, and there's two of them. Win the division, then you got the home game, and you win the division so you're in the postseason, and then get Pat healthy. And I don't care if he's healthy in 4 weeks or by the Patriots game, as long as that dude's healthy and as close to 100%, he's not going to be 100%, but as close to 100% as he's been so far this year by the time the playoffs roll around, those should be the only goals you have at this point.
And that concludes the hits for today. So let's get into this, because I don't want to spin this like I think the season is over, because I don't think the season is over. I want to give you four examples of teams currently in the NFL. I'm not going to go back to 2005. I'm talking about teams that you watch every Sunday in the NFL. Carolina is 4-0 with their current quarterback. Their quarterback is not former MVP Cam Newton. Their quarterback is Kyle Allen. Are we sure that Kyle Allen is better than Matt Moore? I don't know that, to be honest. New Orleans, they lost Drew Brees. Drew Brees came in second in the MVP. New Orleans, 4-0 since they lost Drew Brees. Indianapolis. Remember Indianapolis? Well, whenever Andrew Luck made the decision to walk away, oh, it was doom and gloom for the Indianapolis Colts. That same Colts team that came into Kansas City without Andrew Luck and won, the same Colts team that sits at 3-2 right now, over 500, that team. Jacksonville, lost Nick Foles. I buried Jacksonville at that point. Little did I know Gardner Minshew was there. Now, Jacksonville is in a different situation than you are, and I don't know when Nick Foles is coming back. Maybe he doesn't come back this season. But I bring up those four teams to say, we have seen teams this year in the NFL either be successful or able to tread water until you get your starting quarterback back. I don't think the expectation for Matt Moore in the next four games is to go 4-0 like Kyle Allen or to go 4-0 like Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know if your defense is good enough to do that. But can you find a way to win at home against Minnesota? Can you find a way to win at Tennessee and then be 2-2 and then Mahomes gets back and this team is 7-4 and then he plays the game against the Chargers, or you can go 3-2. He misses the next five games. You can be 8 and whatever that would be. I don't want to do the math. I don't want to embarrass myself. And then he plays in week 14 against the New England Patriots. That has to be the goal now. Like, I'm with you. We got to recalibrate some of our goals. I'm not talking about the one seed anymore. I'm not talking, at least right now, about the two seed. I think Houston's better than Kansas City, just certainly given the injury that we just saw with Patrick Mahomes. But this team can be the three seed. This team can host a home playoff game. This team can get healthy. This team can still make a move. This team can still do some things that will make you a dangerous team. Think about it. If you get the three seed, let's just go down this road. If you get the three seed, you could play Buffalo at home in the playoffs. They can beat Buffalo at home in the playoffs. You then can maybe move on and play at Houston. You can beat Houston. That's still a coin flip game. You might actually be favored in that game depending on how you're playing at the end of the season. So I don't want to come on here and spin it like I think the season is over. Did you take a major hit? Absolutely. You lost arguably the best player in the NFL and the most valuable player in the league. But this is not they should tank. This is not they should be playing for draft pick. This should be we need to do everything in our power to make sure we are still in position whenever Patrick Mahomes get here, because I have every reason to believe that he's going to be back at some point this season.
It reminds me, C-Dot, of a college basketball team that has a superstar that's out for a while. And their record's not as good as they would have been with that guy, and their ranking's not as good. But the team knows they're going to come back, and the fan base knows he's going to come back. And then the dude comes back for the conference tournament, and they're like the 4 seed in their conference tournament, but they win it because old boy's back. And then they end up being like a 6 seed in the tournament when everybody knows they should be a 1 or a 2 seed. That's what the Chiefs are looking at right now, where once the playoffs roll around, if they're healthy, which is a big if, hopefully, glass half full, Pat's ankle could rest at the same time that he's resting the knee. Tyreek Hill, who's to say that he's at 100%? He's been out a lot of time. Sammy Watkins at some point, knock on wood, hopefully will come back. Eric Fisher, Chris Jones, all these other people. So the name of the game at this point isn't to win 14 games, isn't to have a better record than the Patriots, or even to beat the Patriots. It's to get as healthy as you can by the time the playoffs roll around. Because if you do, as you pointed out, this team's as dangerous as anybody when they're completely healthy.
And this is a thing to me that I trust Andy. Like, looking at his track record. So Donovan McNabb missed significant time, 3 separate occasions in Philadelphia. Donovan McNabb, borderline Hall of Fame quarterback, was a top 8 quarterback in the league when he was in his prime. In 02, he missed 6 games. Coy Detmer and A.J. Feely combined to go 5-1, and the Eagles went to the NFC Championship game this year. Does that not sound exactly like the Kansas City Chiefs? They had their franchise quarterback. He went down. He missed 6 games, which as of now would be the worst case scenario for Patrick Mahomes. That would put him back after the New England Patriots game. Coy Detmer and A.J. Feely, who I don't think have ever been heard from since, went 5-1. They were able to tread water, and then when McNabb got back, they were able to still accomplish their goals. In 06, McNabb missed 6 games. 36-year-old Jeff Garcia, yes, that Jeff Garcia, who played for the San Francisco 49ers and the Eagles, went 5-1. The Eagles won their division. They went 10-6. You're not asking Andy to turn over rocks here. You're asking him very simply, can you tread water? That's the expectation. I'm probably not picking them next week against Green Bay because Green Bay is a better team than they are, especially if you don't have the neutralizing player that Patrick Mahomes is. But you can beat Minnesota at home. You can beat the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans, the same team that last week got shut out by the team you just smashed in the Denver Broncos, they're not a good football team. You can go 2-2. You can tread water here, and a lot of it is my confidence in Andy Reid. That touchdown pass that Matt Moore threw was an Andy Reid creation. I think that 50 quarterbacks in the NFL could have made that play. It was very simply, see man, throw it to him, he's wide open. I think Andy designed it. He found a way to isolate Tyreek Hill against Chris Harris. He then beat him down the field. It's basically a simple timing pattern. Can you make this throw? And he was able to make it. Tyreek did the rest, touchdown, and that effectively ended the game, which maybe the fake punt from Denver ended the game, but you follow me here. You can do this. Like, that's what I'd be telling Andy. It's not over. The mentality in that team should be next man up. Let's hold it down until Pat gets back because he's coming back in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
You can do this all night long. Coy Detmer, I think, is somewhere on an island with our boy Sinbad. They're going to have to run the ball. I've been saying it the entire time. I'm not talking about on fourth down running the ball with your quarterback. That's not the best move. I'm talking about run the football with LeSean McCoy or a guy named Williams or, hell, give my guard down, give the rookie a shot. At this point, Matt Moore's not going to win you football games.
No, not at all.
The same way that Patrick Mahomes put you on his right shoulder last year, took you all the way to an AFC championship game, home field advantage, and the number one overall seed. That's not what Matt Moore is. Matt Moore's a guy that hopefully can go 2-2 in the next month and turn around and hand the football off. And the balance yesterday was good. Now, part of the reason the balance was good when it comes to run pass is because, well, they didn't have Patrick Mahomes. But part of the reason also was because they tried to run the football. So I think that's going to be a key as much as anything. The defense, the health, the backup quarterback, they're going to have to run the football for the next month if they're going to win games.
I mean, this is a earn-you-keep time for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, you remember how I said that I was going to give the defense a little bit of a pass in time?
Yeah.
Now's the time. We are at the 8-game mark. You're going to have 10 days to get ready for the Green Bay Packers. Now's the time to do it. Like, this is the first time we've seen under the Patrick Mahomes era that the Chiefs desperately need the defense to do something.
I thought the defense was great yesterday. Part of that is, well, Joe Flacco sucks and the Broncos offense is terrible, but the defense was great. I mean, I've been louder than anybody in this city talking about Frank Clark because he's been invisible. He was all over the place yesterday. 5 solo tackles, 2 sacks. He had the play at the beginning of the game. Unfortunately, there was the penalty, but he was great. Hitchens was great. He had a couple of sacks. Okafor had 2 sacks. Reggie Ragland, I guess, still plays for this football team. Like, if the defense can play half as well as they did yesterday, and again, it was against the Broncos, but they were really good for 55 minutes for the next month, this team's going to be fine.
I mean, this is just going to be very simply a next man up to the umpteenth degree. Can you be more disciplined and not commit penalties on third down the way you did multiple times on the first Denver Broncos drive? Can you run the ball effectively to take pressure off Matt Moore? Can you play defense and get off the field and give the offense an opportunity? Guys got to step up and guys got to do their role here. Like, we've had these conversations long enough, and now we're at the halfway park, and they need to win these 2 games to stay afloat until Patrick Mahomes comes back, because if they don't, then they should shut him down. Let's say Mahomes is out for the next 5 weeks. If this team goes 1-4, it's going to be a legitimate conversation. Is it worth it to even bring Patrick Mahomes back to try to be 9-7 and then try to make the playoffs? And, like, it's going to be a legitimate conversation. The goal for the other 52 guys on that roster, now including Matt Moore, needs to be, what can we do here to just stay in it? Nobody's asking us to keep pace with the Patriots. What can we do to still give ourselves a chance to go to Miami? That has to be the focus here.
Luckily for them, the division stinks. So I hear what you're saying, but even if you could sneak in at 9-7 and rest Pat an extra week, I think it's worth it. If this team can get to the playoffs and they're hot and they're healthy, I genuinely believe they're as dangerous as anybody this side of New England. And we asked yesterday, heading into the game, can the Chiefs fix the easy things? Because you sometimes can't fix the injuries or the weather or the bounces or the referee calls. You can't do stuff about that. But you can change the time of possession. The Chiefs did that yesterday, 32-27. You cannot commit penalties. The Chiefs did a better job with that yesterday, 6 penalties for 46 yards, and they actually ran the football. So do what you can to make it easier on your football team, especially when you've got Matt Moore and not Patrick Mahomes.
I want to play this audio really quickly. This is Patrick Mahomes post-game in the locker room. I think it shows the leadership and the toughness that he displayed yesterday.
Hey, hey, take care of yourself this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be smart. We got more to go, baby.
Hell yeah.
So Chiefs on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Chiefs.
I mean this in all seriousness. Yesterday might have been Mahomes' greatest moment so far in the NFL.
Huh?
He's thrown 5,000 yards. He's thrown 50 touchdown passes. For him to not want to get on the cart, to not want to show that weakness, to get up with help, and then, what was it, 10, 15 minutes after, to be walking around, no crutches, no help, walking around.
I was limping around after they popped his knee back into place.
To then stand up in front of your team and give a speech and be optimistic and try to lead, like, that's leadership. Like, the great quarterback things on the field, we know he can do. It's that other part. It's that, can you be the complete total player and the true face of the league? That was something Brady would have done. That's something Aaron Rodgers would have done. Aaron Rodgers would have went up there and said, hey, you guys hold it down. I'm going to be back. I'm going to come back better than ever. We're going to carry this thing. We can still go to Miami. That's what Mahomes did yesterday. He has done some amazing things in the NFL. How he handled the injury, how he handled the team afterwards. I don't know if we've seen a better moment from Mahomes so far in his career.
You know what he did as a 24-year-old? He played the role of a parent. You know when you get the bad news, whatever it is, it's the job of the parent to put on the good face, to tell the kids everything's going to be okay. And that's what Pat did yesterday, even though at the time, he probably didn't know how serious it was. I'm sure that dude was in some incredible pain, but he put on the face to let his guys know everything's going to be all right. Now that we've got the news, he's only going to be out 3 or 4 weeks and then be back. The truth is, I think everything is going to be all right.
Yeah, I mean, everything is still in play for this team. I know it doesn't feel like it, but I'm telling you, everything is still in play for this team. Let's step aside. Earlier today, we had on Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, we had Dr. David Chow, who is one of the top sports medicine doctors in the country, to talk about the Patrick Mahomes injury, and we'll get into the decision to sneak it on fourth down. We'll do that coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive, Alex Okafor was on Sirius XM. We'll play that for you momentarily. I am very curious to hear. I don't think a player has spoken, at least not outside of the postgame. So I am very curious to hear what Alex Okafor has to say. We'll play that for you momentarily. Before we get to that, we have cut down the best of Ian Rappaport in a nice 4-minute package. We caught up with Ian Rappaport, who's one of the best NFL reporters in the world. Our conversation with Ian Rappaport started with, give us the latest on what's happening with Patrick Mahomes.
So here's what I'm told, that Patrick Mahomes had his MRI this morning, and obviously if you have someone of the caliber of Patrick Mahomes, you don't want to be waiting around to do the MRI. So they did it fairly early. He received excellent news. He does, in fact, have a dislocated kneecap, which is what I think what everybody saw it watching TV last night. You know, you basically could see the athletic trainers and the doctors pop the knee back into place. But after that, no significant additional damage. So that was the concern, that he would have torn ligaments or that his knee would just be all, really just all messed up. That was not the case. So really best case scenario, from what I am told, expect him to be back in the field this season after a brief absence. So, you know, hard to imagine this going better for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is there any chance that as an organization, knowing that he came into this game hobbled with his ankle and now he's going to probably have a brace the rest of the season, that even with this news, the Chiefs would opt to sit him the rest of the way, looking out for the long-term health of Pat? Or with this news, does it mean he's going to absolutely be back this season?
My understanding is that he's expected to play this season. Now, I mean, could they take the overcautious route and sit him down? I mean, I guess they could. I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine the Chiefs, as loaded as they are, as good a team as they are, punting on the season. If Mahomes was at, you know, real risk, if he had a significant risk, if he could hurt himself greatly by playing, I don't think they would put him in harm's way to alter the future. But I haven't gotten the sense that's what it is at all. So at this point, I certainly would expect him to play.
Right now, we're talking to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network with the breaking news about Patrick Mahomes' knee. Do you think at any point that Patrick Mahomes will have surgery on that knee?
That I don't know. No one has ruled it out. I know in these types of injuries, surgery is often what happens. You just don't quite need to do it right now. You could theoretically do it after the season. And we see players do this with, you know, a torn labrum. Like, let's say, you know, Mitchell Trubisky is an example. He dislocated his left shoulder. There's damage there. It's not, like, horrible, but damage enough where you might have to get it fixed after the season, but you put a brace on and you kind of play through it and you deal with it in, you know, January or February, I mean, you know, whenever. So I would imagine they'll take another look at it after the season, but no one has ruled out that he'll eventually need surgery.
You bring up best-case scenario for 3 weeks. In your mind, what would be worst-case scenario in terms of games missed for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, before the MRI results, worst-case scenario was out for the season. You know, that would be really bad. I would say, you know, right now, worst-case scenario would probably be like a month or a little more. But, you know, the actual schedule, if you look at it, kind of works out nicely because you got 3 games. That was the original estimate. I was told 3 games. And then you got a 4th game and then a bye. So let's say they just say, you know what, we're going to make sure he's 1,000% when he gets back out there. We'll hold him out a month. Well, then you're really holding him out 5 weeks. And then for the stretch run, basically for December, you have Mahomes. So, I mean, to me, that's probably the quote-unquote worst case, is that you hold him out a month plus an additional game for the bye.
Do you think that Matt Moore is a good enough caretaker, let's say it is 3 weeks or a month, or do you think the Chiefs need to make a move at that position?
I don't know what they would do. You know, like, who would they get? You know, I think that's the problem. It's like, do you want to trade significant draft capital to get Marcus Mariota, for instance, which, who you know, is talented, but he just lost his job. I don't know. To me, Andy Reid's history shows that he will get Matt Moore playing well enough to be effective. So I think they'll end up being okay.
And that is Ian Rappaport with NFL Network. Very happy that he could join us today with the breaking news about Patrick Mahomes. It sounds like the Chiefs got good news today, all things considered. Ian, really appreciate you coming on today. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
That was us catching up with Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. I want to be clear with my words here because I don't think they are anything alike, but I think you will follow me. Every person that has given a report has used optimistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario. Does that not sound a whole lot like when we were waiting to see what the suspension was going to be for Tyreek Hill? They ended up being right. Like, remember, it seemed crazy to me. Therese kept saying, Chiefs feel good about it. Chiefs feel good about it. Chiefs feel good about it. And we were like, hold on. He's obviously getting suspended 4 games. Chiefs ended up being right. We saw last night. It wasn't just this morning. Last night, the Chiefs were telling people. I know how this reporting stuff works. Ian Rappaport is getting this from Brett Veach or the agent. One of the two. Like, I don't think his source is the doctor. Like, I don't think the person that did the MRI called Ian Rappaport afterwards like, hey, let me tell you this. I think he's getting this information directly from the Chiefs or someone very close to the situation. The Chiefs firmly believe that Mahomes is going to be back in 3 to 4 weeks. Now, maybe they take that extra week. Maybe it's a minor setback, and maybe he's at 80%, and they'll take that extra week to get him back to 80, 90%, and he plays in that fifth game. But everybody keeps using the term optimistic. I don't think he's out for more than a month.
I'm telling you, there's people out there that even if Pat is only out for a month and he could come back in 5 weeks with his ankle maybe not at 100% with a big, thick knee brace on that right knee, I think there's some people out there, Chiefs fans, that just as well assume, do the surgery now, proactive, not reactive, shut him down, go out there and find a better quarterback than Matt Moore, hopefully win a few more games this year, get to the playoffs, but screw 2019 and look forward for the next 10 or 12 years. I'm not in that camp. I think that if Patrick Mahomes can play and he's at, let's call it 80%, even with the brace on his right knee, at the Chiefs, and we can still have the conversation of winning the division, winning a couple of playoff games, hell, still winning the Super Bowl. But I understand the other side of it, that you're looking out for the short term versus the long term, because the plan is Patrick Mahomes not just to win a Super Bowl this year or next year, the year after that, but to be the quarterback for the next 10 or 15 years.
I don't want him playing in Mexico. That's 4 weeks from now. Like, if this is a 3 or 4 week injury, just hold him out until the bye.
For sure.
Like, do not put him on the field in Mexico where it could, like, I'm not necessarily, if they believe that medically he's cleared and ready to go, he should play. Unless that field that he's playing on is in Mexico City.
There I don't think they need him, and I'm with you, BK. I don't think they need him until the playoffs. Like, we've talked a lot about Chris Jones, how much they need him, Tyreek Hill. At this point, they're 5-2 and the division sucks. So they got another crack at the Broncos, another crack at the Raiders, and 2 chances against the Chargers. I know they got the Bears on the schedule and the Vikings and the Patriots. This team should still be able to win the AFC West. The West is not that good. So as long as Patrick Mahomes is as close to 100% as he can be by the time the playoffs roll around, I'm cool.
This is my question. Text line 69306. I'm one of those guys. I'm cool with Matt Moore all 2019. Mahomes' future is everything for us.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there that feel that way. I'm not one of them.
Is the answer simply fear? Because the people that have that opinion don't know. Just the same way I don't know. The same way that you don't know. The same way that BK doesn't know. We all have the exact same level of information at this point. Like, right? We agree?
Yeah.
We all have the same level of information. So if the Chiefs are optimistic about it, I'm going to assume that Patrick Mahomes is in on the plan. I doubt the Chiefs are like, hey, you know what? Get back out there. And Mahomes' agent is telling them, hey, you need surgery. He's like, nah, I'm not listening to you. I think that Mahomes is in on it and wants to play. The team is in on it. The agent who's getting 10% or 5% of that $200 million, he certainly is going to give his opinion. Like, you trust him. That guy's been getting you Hy-V deals and Community America deals. Like, you trust your agent at this point. If everybody that has the information is on the same page, at least it appears from the outside looking in, other than fear, is there any other argument for shutting him down right now?
Let him actually get back to 100% and then start afresh next year. And again, that's not what I would do. But if Pat comes back at any point this year, he's not going to be 100%. Whether you're talking about the right knee that he hurt yesterday or the left ankle that he's been hobbled on since the first game of the season, Pat's not going to be 100%. And there's some Chiefs fans that just as well say, I want to see Pat to as close to 100% for the longest period of time, and the best way to do that is to not play him the rest of the year. The other group says, what the hell? Patrick Mahomes, if he can go in there at 80%, rub some dirt on it, put a brace out there, and let's go and win the Super Bowl. I'm more in that camp than the other, but if there's any chance at all, a 0.00001 chance of this guy going back out there and re-injuring his knee because the Chiefs rushed him out there too quick, do the opposite and play it safe.
But he also plays football. Like, I understand what you're saying, and I understand Mahomes' importance to the team. How often is your starting quarterback going to be 100% healthy? He wasn't 100% healthy yesterday when he played, when they started the game.
That's why you don't run him. And again, I know it's not a direct correlation, but give your quarterback that's Patrick Mahomes, the face of the league, the face of the franchise, the best chance not to get hurt. And the best way to do that is to hand the ball off to one of your 4 running backs on the roster or Anthony Sherman.
I just don't think you can play football in fear that way. Honestly,
I don't think that's playing in fear. I think that's playing smart. And I think doing the alternative is stupid. And it's not reactionary based. I would have said this if nothing would happen on the play.
I know, but I'm saying is if the notion's only going to be Mahomes has to be 100% in every single scenario for us to let him go out and be himself and be a quarterback, then what are we doing here? Again, I understand how important Patrick Mahomes is and I understand his value to the team. But every single thing can't be, well, we got to think long-term in the future. Man, you decided to play a game with a very high injury risk. Now, again, I don't have all the information, but if you're sitting there and you're talking to the medical staff and you're talking to your agent, you're talking to your coach, you're talking to everybody that is on the same page and everybody's telling you the risk of playing it and doing it out there, and you feel pretty confident with the knee brace, you feel confident with yourself, you feel like you can go out there and play at a high level, man, every NFL player comes back in that scenario. Now, you be cautious and you maybe call some things differently, but when you hear terms like no additional damage, 3-week injury for Matthew Stafford, like to me, that should be an encouraging thing. That I understand that side and knowing his importance, but Mahomes can't operate in a bubble. And I feel like because of his importance and what he means to the city, we're trying to put Mahomes in this glass bubble that just can't exist when you play football.
That's just not true, C-Dot. They haven't operated in a bubble this entire year. I think there's a lot of franchises knowing the value of Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to be the first guy to sign a $200 million-plus contract that would have sat him this year already.
I don't think there's any team that would have done that, honestly.
I do. I think that the Chiefs—
What team do you think would have done that? I'm saying is, what team has a quarterback with a high ankle sprain that is still as a— Mahomes was still incredibly mobile. Was he as mobile as he was when he was 100% healthy? But Mahomes with the ankle was still a top five quarterback in the league. There is no team benching that quarterback.
Let me answer your question with a question. What other team has a quarterback that's as valuable or about to become as valuable as Patrick Mahomes?
Seattle, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay. I'm with you. He's not 23 years old, but we saw if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, you are done. You have no chance of winning. If Russell Wilson gets hurt, you are done. Like, the Chiefs situation, albeit maybe more unique because of the age of Patrick Mahomes.
Very much more unique.
But if your starting quarterback gets hurt, you have no chance of winning the Super Bowl. No chance. No chance of doing it.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, that's the one time.
Though. I know, but you said no chance. I'm just throwing it out there.
That's the one time. We can go through the last 15 years of when a team's starting quarterback got injured. All of them end kind of like how the Chiefs we think is going to end. Either your backup quarterback is a bum or either your backup quarterback is good. And again, I'm with you on Mahomes. I understand how important that he is. I'm simply saying that we can't always operate like, well, Mahomes isn't 100%, so he can't do X and he can't do X. He plays football. Do I think that Tyreek Hill is 100% going out there? No, but he decided to play a game in which injury is just a part of the game. Like, that's just what he signed up for. So if Mahomes is on board with the decision, his agent's on board with the decision, Donovan's on board, Clark's on board, Andy Reid is on board, why should I not be on board with the decision?
And if dude gets injured rolling out of the pocket, which he's great at, and Von Miller comes up from behind from the blind side and catches his ankle and gets twisted up, then I'd be like, yeah, that's football. You know it's not football? Handing off the ball to a quarterback when you need 1 yard on fourth down in the first quarter against the Denver Broncos when you had an option that was named Williams or Sherman or Shady. Like, it's not like the Chiefs had one option. That's the part that keeps pissing me off about the text line today. It's like, well, that was the best move to make.
It is the best move.
Most of the time, it is the best move to make. It's not hard for Patrick Mahomes to get 1 yard. He's very capable of that. He's an athletic quarterback, except for when his ankle's hobbled. Don't put him in a position where that could happen. Everybody's acting like this is reactionary radio. The only reason we're talking about it is because Pat got injured. My problem is because Andy chose to run the play, not because Pat got hurt.
But he also could have got injured if his ankle was fully healthy. Like, the injury that Mahomes sustained, I think, would have happened in any other scenario.
But you could still minimize the risk. Like, would we agree that at least there's much less chance of him getting hurt if he doesn't run the football and a running back does? Do we at least agree with that?
Okay, so then if your stance is, then Mahomes is so valuable that he should never run the football again.
Not sneak it for 1 yard against the Broncos on fourth down. No, I'm not saying he should never do it. If it's a playoff game, if it's to win a regular season game, win the division, go ahead and do it. Against the Broncos in week 7 in the first quarter of a game, that's not when you need Patrick Mahomes to gain a yard.
And I guess
risk
I'm just
versus
saying
reward, man.
And I guess I'm just saying no team in the NFL operates that way.
No team has Patrick Mahomes. No team has a guy that's that young, that's got an MVP trophy, that's about to get $200 million. You have to operate differently. The Chiefs have never had this guy. They're operating like he's Alex Smith. He goes down, next guy up. This is Patrick Mahomes, man.
And I just don't think you can play football in fear. And respectfully,
I don't think that's what that would be doing.
And I think your situation is playing in fear.
I don't think that's what – if you had him in shotgun the entire time and made sure he got the ball out of his hand so he didn't get touched, that's playing in fear. Playing stupid is not handing the ball off to a running back or a fullback and letting your hobbled franchise $200 million quarterback, face of the league, injured ankle try to get that yard. That's stupid, not fear.
I want to play what Dr. David Chow had to say. We asked him what's the best-case scenario for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Believe it or not, if you have the right – what we call focus or the groove and the right shape and the right angle, it is something that you can compensate for. Matthew Stafford in 2009 missed three games and returned to play, finished the season, but also had surgery in the offseason. But the good news is we have no one's ever talked twice about his knee going forward. So that's good news. Obviously Mahomes and Stafford are different players.
Doctor, if we're talking about surgery, are we at the point where it's not a question of if, but when?
For an NFL player, I believe that is the case. But I have not examined Patrick Mahomes. Let me give you other examples. Trent Williams, I think 2 years ago, had a dislocating kneecap, tried to play through for the Redskins, did not make it through the season, was in and out the first half of the season, and finally had surgery. Look, I hope Patrick Mahomes can make it. I hope his case is more mild. But in the NFL world of all the stresses, especially as dynamic a player as Patrick Mahomes is, I still believe if he chooses not to have surgery now, I wouldn't second-guess the decision. I would trust him and his doctors. But I still think it likely is best for him to have it in the offseason because you don't want to have this hanging over your head as a potential problem. And the worst thing that can happen is that it happens again, and this time you knock off a piece of articular cartilage or something, and now you set down the road of arthritis.
Right now we're talking to Dr. David Chow. You can find his work at profootballdoc.com. You can also follow him at profootballdoc on Twitter. So re-injuring it, injury risk going forward, what is that, given that he's not going to have the surgery right now and that he's going to try to knee brace and try to stabilize it to play again this season? What's his re-injury risk?
I hope with the appropriate bracing and rehab and care and maybe even modify a little bit of the way that he plays to be a little less dynamic. Look, an 85% dynamic Patrick Mahomes is still probably more dynamic than any other quarterback in the league, just to keep it, a little safer. I hope he doesn't dislocate, but the risk of re-injury, resubluxation is clearly there once it happens. And I don't want to wish that on him, so I'm not going to try and put a number on it. But that's what they have to consider. And remember, he's a young guy, and if you're the ownership, you got to look at, the next 12, 15 years. And if you're Patrick Mahomes' agent, maybe you look at, well, he's still on his rookie deal, et cetera. So a lot of things still need to be sorted out, but let's celebrate the early good news coming from the MRI. But let's not belittle it. It's not nothing. It's just it could have been a lot worse, so let's celebrate that. It's not saying that he wasn't injured.
Dr. Chow, last question here. Mahomes already came in with a leg injury. Did that contribute in any way to the injury that he suffered yesterday?
I do not believe so. The left high ankle sprain, I do not believe it contributed to the right knee patella dislocation. It was a freak thing. And quite honestly, statistically, quarterback sneaks are safer than having Von Miller chase you.
I'm not a doctor by any means. When I hear a doctor say it's a freak thing and it's more safe than playing football normal, I just got to side with it. I certainly understand the other side. Text line 69306. CDOT, you're crazy. A quarterback sneak puts Pat within 6 feet of six guys all over 300 pounds coming down right on him. If your stance is that Mahomes should never run the football, okay.
As many people that have said you're crazy, there's many texts that say Sean's stupid, Sean's an idiot, quit radio. I just checked. This segment, we've gotten exactly 120 texts. 60 of them are saying there's no way they should have ran that play. 60 of them are saying, yeah, I mean, it's football. You got to run that play. So it's split right down the middle. There's not a right or wrong answer. It's very easy to come on the next day and say they shouldn't have done it. I was saying they shouldn't have done it. I've been saying that don't let Patrick Mahomes sneak the football. There, I said it. Don't let him sneak the football.
Yeah, I guess where I'm at is I would have much more of an issue with it if they did something I deem to be abnormal. If Mahomes got hurt in the Wildcat, I'd be on your side. I think that's dumb. I think Mahomes got hurt doing a normal, typical football
play. Could a running back not have got the same yard that Pat got?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, I can't definitively say, like, I can't now hindsight say they would have got it. But I think they were running their normal stuff with Patrick Mahomes. They weren't doing anything abnormal. Like, I think they were running their offense. Like,
the sausage can't get 2 feet?
Like, Mahomes was healthy enough for you to run your offense. So I think you got to be healthy enough to do everything else. Thanks so much for listening. Check out the podcast page, 610sports.com. Also available on iTunes. Do us a favor and download the radio.com app. Back again on Monday. We'll talk about the game that they actually won. I know, it's weird. It's a drive.
The Drive. Weekdays, 2 to 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.